the rest of the story. Jim Hamilton had to tell somebody. So one day he sat down and confessed everything to his brother. He said, "I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm terrified of needles." Now, Jim's a strapping, healthy fellow in his late 30s. He's completely normal in every way except this one. But much to his surprise and somewhat to his relief, when he confided to his brother that he was frightened of needles, his brother responded suddenly, "What do you know? So am I." That brings us to the rest of the story. Jim Hamilton and his brother did some research into their family history, and what they discovered astonished them both. First of all, their own father admitted that he had a strong aversion to any kind of medical procedure that involved needles. And then their mother confessed that even the sight of a needle made her feel faint. In fact, she had once seen an intravenous needle at the foot of a hospitalized relative, and she just passed out cold on the spot. Then there was Jim's uncle. One look at a needle made him sweat profusely, made his heart race, gave him palpitations. Often he would faint. Not to mention seven cousins, seven of them, all of whom were deathly afraid of medical needle procedures and who came close to losing consciousness when blood was drawn or injections were given. So now Jim Hamilton did not feel so alone anymore. And furthermore, he decided to do something about the surprisingly common condition, which he learned was called needle phobia. First, for an hour each day for a month, he practiced picturing in his mind the thing he feared most, a tourniquet around his upper arm, a cotton swab, the alcohol pad, finally the needle entering the vein in his forearm. And when that month of imaginary blood drawing was over, Jim progressed to breaking the surface of his own skin, just barely, with a sharp 30-gauge needle. Eventually, Jim was able actually to insert the needle into a forearm muscle, deeper and deeper each time, until it went all the way to the shank. And after 3 months of practicing on himself, Jim went to the hospital. He let the nurse take a blood sample. And what do you know? As never ever before, Jim's heart rate remained constant. He perspired only a little. The procedure was completed successfully. Jim Hamilton is now 40. His needle phobia is under control. And this is no small deal. Fear of needles is so profound in some people, including some athletes whose names you would recognize, that the simplest hypodermic injection can send them into a coma, can make their heart stop, can even kill them. But Jim proved to himself and to others like him that one need not be burdened with such fears forever. And one day he hopes the similarly phobic members of his own family will also seek to remove this apparently inherited curse from themselves. And by the way, Jim Hamilton and his needle-fearing brother and his needle-fearing uncle and two of his needle-fearing cousins, all of them, are practicing medical doctors. Family physicians. And Dr. Jim and his doctor brother got much of their medical experience working, of all places, in emergency rooms. And now you know the rest of the story.